welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is Forgive.
A reading from the letter of John. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the expiation of our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him and her. Throughout our readings today, we hear about repentance and the forgiveness of sin. Jesus is our advocate with the Father, which is a tremendously hopeful message, and we are called to preach forgiveness to all the nations. I've been thinking about forgiveness lately and reflecting on my experience as a chaplain taking communion to patients. My approach to a patient's worthiness was pretty liberal, and so I occasionally clashed with the priest's approach. But after spending much of my life judging myself and others, I finally embraced God's forgiveness. So how could I not offer that same forgiveness to others? And how could I then deny them communion? Who is, after all, the arbiter of sin? Look at the Ten Commandments. They seem pretty straightforward. Don't steal. Honor your father and mother. Don't lie. But are they that straightforward? Is it a sin if you steal when you or your children are starving? Do you let an abusive parent hit you, a sibling, or his spouse or her spouse? Do you continue to live as a woman when your brain and heart know you're a man? And what about Matthew's Beatitudes? We who are rich, have plenty to eat, are educated, respected, and well thought of. Jesus says, woe to us. Are we sinning by our very existence because of our good fortune? Don't we want forgiveness for that? Again, in Matthew, Jesus describes the fate of the sheep and the goats and admonishes us that what we do to the least of our brothers and sisters, we do to him. So if I profess hatred for an undocumented person trying to build a safe future for their children, or if I call an LGBTQ plus individual disordered or an abomination, or if I see a person of another race, nationality, or religion as inferior to me, or if I refuse to give communion to a patient that I've deemed is in the wrong, am I actually doing this to Jesus? You know, we all sin. We have prejudices, misunderstandings. We're short-sighted, and yes, we're self-righteous at times. God forgives us. Today's readings give us hope. Peter tells us that if we repent, our sins will be wiped away. John declares that Jesus will forgive us. As preachers, we are charged to preach forgiveness to the whole world and not to judge the faults of others. So let's embrace that calling and preach not only by our words, but by our actions and by our own forgiveness. This command to forgive.